Lonnie, this.
Go ahead.
This is Ursula. Can you clarify to me who you were describing these ideas you've had about the different ways of revenue generating. In what context were these ideas come up with, or who have you been working with on this? I'm just trying to get a sense of where this is happening.
Well, you know, at WBI, as part of their recovery plan, finance committee and the board said, just come up with some new ideas. Your revenue through these on-air drives are not working. You have to come up with some off-air revenue-producing ideas. So that was the genesis of working with WBI.
Mm-hmm.
APFT, it was a case of they were already doing regional mailing. And Don and I were at the last NFCB before this last one. We're talking about it a year ago. And she said, we ought to do something together. We ought to do five states around Texas. And I said, it sounds great to me. How much could we raise? And I said, I can give you, you know, names that I've collected over the years, five states around Texas. And you get the revenue, and I won't, the national office won't get a dime out of it. I'll be happy to share it because that's good thing. And so we're doing that. We're going to do that. And we're doing, the WBI is doing similar mailing. We've got an acquisition list mailing.
I have a question, Ms. Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Ronnie, isn't there an understanding with that mailing? And of course, of all, it's a little bit expensive to send out those mailings, and Donna had been doing those, but I was under the impression, maybe we're talking about a different thing, that the mailing goes out, we're paying for it, KPFT pays for it, and gets the return money up to a certain point, and after a certain amount of money or after a certain period of time, the national office keeps the money that straggles in. Right? Isn't that right?
Well, that almost. The idea was that, pardon me, that Donna has created a sort of regional name in her area. She would use those names in the mailing. I, working with Phil here, have gotten names in the five states around Texas, and I would turn those names over to Donna, and that she would retain all revenue. We would not retain any revenue. I was just turning over a system and an acquisition and mailing list that I have to help in that effort, and we would do it any way she wanted to do it. If she wanted to do it out of her office, fine. If she wanted us to do mailings out of here, fine. But no, it would not be. There would be no revenue coming to the national office as a result of this activity.
I was under the impression that a couple years ago something like this was done, and after 3 years or something to that effect, somebody sent in a large gift, and that get like $300,000 or something, and that went to national. And I was under the impression that that's what was going to happen with this.
No, 3 years ago? No, last year we had an acquisition mail in December that went to somebody in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and that's where the $300,000 came from that we got as a gift. But I'm not aware of one 3 or 4 years ago. I will remember.
There was not there. So all of this money is going to KPFT. None of it will be expected ever to go to national?
Hey, folks, we have to stay on topic.
Okay,
so
never mind.
If it relates to how the idea would transfer to affiliate stations, then I'm interested in hearing the answers of how money is divided. But we can't be distracted to a local to a sister station issue. But if Lonnie had any ideas on how a similar mailing program is going to work with affiliate stations, then I'd like to hear about that.
Well, as I was saying, you know, what's happening is that FSRN, we have agreed as a part of the merger to work with them on fundraising projects. That includes mailing, that includes everything we can think of. And I was saying we should be doing that with affiliates as well. We can provide that service. What can I do? What I could do is say, I know some affiliates are providing network, smaller network versions of Pacifica. And one of the really good things I think the national office can do is saying, look, here are the people that we found in other progressive organizations that are interested in independent media. I have their names. I have the amounts they've given. Let's work together to see if we can come up with a joint way to take that resource and make it work. That was the point of doing these mailings, actually.
I would just say, though, that this is kind of a combination of development and outreach and dealing with the clients who are affiliate stations. And so I would think the affiliate coordinator really needs to be an integral part of this from the beginning of these discussions. And that, I mean, beginning, you already have the template there, but obviously we need to work with affiliate stations on an individual basis, and that's where the relationship that the affiliate coordinator builds with them comes into play especially. And then the additional work for this outreach and I guess development, which obviously is supposed to pay off for everyone, Pacifica and the affiliates.
Yeah.
And so again, I guess we're back to the job description that needs to be kind of adjusted, improved, and things added to that.
Yeah.
And so that kind of grows the job a little. And so we're back to the question, I think, of whether National is going to be able to subsidize, depending on affiliate revenues per se, but that this work that maybe pays off later needs to be done now. And so then, is this a revenue-generating program only, or is this also kind of a combination of outreach? And, I mean, how is this viewed by the CFO, the affiliate program, in the long term and you know, down the road? What do you think about this?
Well,
did I add too many things in there?
Well, I was sort of going. Well, you know, I always think revenue first. It's just part of this job. You know, I think about it that way. But I'm not blind to the fact that good relationships and PR is also critical, even though there's not revenue in the initial proposal. But I think the timing is perfect for Ursula, the stations, me, National Office, work together and start looking at what can we get done that will be beneficial to all the parties involved. And I think that the beginning of these discussions is a good way to start, and then we got a concrete budget to work with for OA to make it real in terms of backing it up with some resources. Now, how much could I commit to in terms of that activity? Allow me to demur until I can see what monies are available to us.
John, right here.
I'm always open to working that will benefit, you know, network and
Sean,
revenue.
John.
Yes, the answer is yes. I do think that we need to look to how to have, as I say, a local, regional, and national strategy for affiliates working with stations and working with the national office. I think that's...
Okay, I'll go after the members. Don, you're next.
Well, yeah, it's very, very briefly. I think this is extremely beneficial to all of us to hear this analysis, because many of us have felt that the affiliates coordinator has been too autonomous, but not because she wants to be, that she's been kind of left out there to do an enormous amount of work, but has not been integrated into a consolidated development program where there's her input is very, you know, considered very profound by the national office. So I'm very, very glad to hear that. I think we're on the verge maybe of a little bit of reorganization here, where the affiliate coordinator becomes a key player in a bigger picture. And Lonnie, you have said you believe that the future is partly based on our mutually beneficial programs around the foundation and the affiliates of the network and so on. So I'm very encouraged by this, and I think it gives me some ideas on how things can kind of be reorganized for everyone's benefit. It's not a question, it's more just like a comment.
You're supporting a concept.
Yeah.
Chandra?
Okay. I'm really glad that the Finance Committee is exploring revenue-generating ways of operating. And Ursula, do you attend Finance Committee meetings?
No.
Okay. And the reason why I'm commenting on that is because anytime anybody within the foundation discusses issues related to the affiliates, I really urge that the affiliate coordinator be at the table. It's her program. It's part of Pacifica. Ursula is part of Pacifica. She's the key player, and I really think it does the affiliates program a disservice if any discussion about revenue generation regarding the affiliates program does not include the affiliates coordinator. So if that's going to be discussed within the finance committee, or if Phil is involved in those discussions, and you, Lonnie, as well, I encourage you to invite Ursula to be part of those meetings, and I would like to hear what you want to say about that.
Well, I think the best way is to do it is to have the plan that you folks are discussing for outreach and for looking at affiliates as in terms of expanded role be part of the budget coming from this group, and Ursula can present that budget along with everyone else's as they do priorities and what they like to see happen.
Well,
and,
I agree with that. The only thing I'm concerned about is if, in the interim, if any discussions take place regarding this program, I just want to make sure that Ursula is not left out of the discussion.
Oh, she's absolutely welcome to come to the Finance Committee. But right now, the plans for this year are done. The only thing that's open that I'm aware of is this RFP process. That people can.
Okay.
So, but next year is, like I said, 6 weeks away. So.
Okay. Thank you.
I may have to run.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Lonnie? And we will have him back as a guest in about 3 weeks after we've seen some number breakdowns. So, but if there's any questions now before Lonnie needs to go.
This is Ursula. I don't really need to add this answer right now. I can talk with Lonnie some other time. But I just would like at some point some clarification of how the RFP program relates to all this. I don't quite see that yet. But it doesn't have to happen right now, Lonnie, if you need to go.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was just saying that money is available now. And if you know, got an idea of how to get some of this stuff started now as opposed to waiting until next year, I'm just pointing that out. So it's available. That was the purpose of getting that through, so we could start doing stuff now and not wait.
Okay, so, thank you.
Okay, yes.
Yes, I feel better.
Okay.
Folks are upset with me. I see that you're
Nice.
We just need to be educated. That's what we're looking for.
Thank you, Lonnie, very much.
Big stuff. This is
we
great.
Really appreciate your efforts and your time.
Okay, I'm happy to do it. I'll be back, and I'll get the work done.
Thank you.
And I'm,
thank
I'm
you.
Glad you're feeling better, but you're not sounding better, so you better take care of yourself there.
All right. Take care, folks.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Teresa?
Is there anything else I need to document for the minutes that has been agreed upon in the discussion with the CFO?
That was agreed upon? You're talking about his.
Well, we didn't take any formal votes, but
I
did clarify, I think, Shonda had a request that he agreed to with a date on it. Was there anything else that I need to document per that conversation that we just had?
I believe we got two dates, Rip.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
okay.
we got a commitment from Lonnie
right.
to give us an expense breakdown by 5/24
mm-hmm.
and to meet with us at least 1 week after that, and based on our schedule that we would set a date and he would come.
Yep.
Okay, I got that. Thank you.
Do we want to hear from Greg, who's also on the call, before we discuss the date of that next meeting? Greg, are you still on the call?
I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience, Greg.
Oh, no
yeah.
problem. Would you like me to talk about specifically? What topic? You want to talk about the structure idea and the outreach program concept?
Well, yes. My idea after hearing Lonnie is that we really need to look at expanding the job description and building this into the outreach position that we have been kind of talking about. So maybe you could summarize that for those on the call who maybe not be familiar with that.
Sure. Well, this is sort of part of a larger discussion, which is the issue of how to better organize the national level organization. And what I've been, you know, stressing for a long time, probably almost a year now, is that I would suggest that we adopt what amounts to a more divisional structure, and that would include a programming, a technology, and an outreach division or function. I mean, we have a very well-organized finance division. It isn't called that, but it exists as an entity. And so, you know, but I see that these other functions I mentioned are dispersed, and as you've heard in the discussion just today, that, you know, budgetarily, you know, a lot of these things are consolidated in the national budget. It's not sort of clear who has what money, and, you know, Lonnie and I were talking about that today in terms of Nathan Moore's work is in programming. He's going to travel around the country, but his expenses for that are drawn from a general operating line, and that the more he travels, the more that impinges on other people's travel. And kind of what happens is you spend until you begin to run out of money, and then you cut back, and that's not a particularly rational way to do it. People make individual requests, and they have to be either approved or denied on a case-by-case basis because there is no actual specific budget for many of these functions, and this is really hits outreach and the affiliates program. Working with Ursula, it's clear to me that she's not simply coordinating the affiliates program, but she is functioning as close as we have in the organization as our primary outreach person. Other people do that too at the station level, but within the national organization, she's the only one who's really focused on that, and her functions have expanded. And this is not reflected in her job description. It's not reflected in how we budget. I think I mentioned in an email today that, you know, we have an outreach line in the national budget. There's no money in that line. It's a zero across. We're not allocating funds with that. We don't have a specific strategy, and yet we do come up with ideas. You know, when we produce T-shirts or we produce new brochures or we talk about PSAs and so forth that Ursula's brought up, and the Radio for People campaign. These are all outreach ideas and could be part of a sustained program. So my thought is that rather than simply develop a budget which is for the affiliates program, that we develop a budget for an outreach program or division, call it what you will, that includes the money that's needed to expand the affiliates network, but does more than that as well. And basically develops our expands our reach and our visibility. Ursula has actually put forward, you know, a series of goals and some specific funding needs related to that, which I think I supplied you earlier. And I think that's the way you should look at developing this budget. Lonnie mentioned you were asking about development and how that works. You know, development in the national office is fundamentally, at this point, restricted to the direct mail campaign. Other development activities may be initiated by individual stations or by the board, but there is no development, ongoing annual development program, and you will find a development subdivision within the budgets of specific, like PRA has a development section within its budget. The national office has a development section within its budget. The stations have those as well. So I'm not sure, you know, we need to set up a separate development function, but I do think that outreach should be as a function should be more clearly defined. I think Ursula's taken us a good deal of the way toward doing that. And I think that basically in the coming year, that branding would be one of the main activities and specific activities that you all could help us define and she could help us define could be budgetized. Whether you're going to get the money for that is another question. One thing that Lonnie said, just going back for a minute, that's key to this whole discussion is that we need to get the board to authorize the development of the, either an affiliates program budget or an outreach budget. Because without a board authorization, there's only so far we can do. We can't develop and present a budget for a function that doesn't isn't really officially approved by the board. We can't get the finance committee to even review it because they'll say, "What is this? We didn't, you know, we have not received authorization to even develop this budget." Okay, so you need, in short order, I think, in within the next 60 days, to get some sort of board action that says we think that either an affiliates program or an outreach program needs to exist as an institutionalized function, and that we are going to develop a budget to do that. And then we'll redefine Ursula's job based on that, and then she already has one assistant, I think a paid assistant. I don't know. Has that person been hired already, Ursula, or has it not happened yet?
No, right now that person's a consultant.
Right. Okay, so you have a consultant.
In the outreach for a real hire.
Right, but so we're going to have a person hired there. Then there's a second consultant coming on for the Radio for People campaign, which could end up being longer than, you know, the summer, depending on whether we get grants to cover ongoing expenses. So she's already becoming a supervisor. And then the question is, what's the span of her responsibility? I don't want to force her to commit herself to that, but I think personally she could evolve her job to be the Pacifica Outreach Director with the affiliates program development as a key component, but with some of the functions that she does now delegated to other people and other persons. Whether we can get the money for it is a separate question, and Lonnie's correct that how much money is available is dependent upon, to a large extent, on the station budgets. We don't really know until the end of June how much money we have to work with. But you do know that you have a certain amount of revenue as a baseline. You know, that $206,000, that's a baseline. If your budget is less than that, I don't think that much of an argument could be made against funding it. If your budget was $300,000, I think you're in a new area, and you might not be able to get the money. But I don't think we're anywhere close to $200,000, even if you include a prorated expense for Democracy Now! And perhaps other things. Even with that, I don't think that it'll reach that high a figure.
I just have a question about something you said, Greg.
Sure.
What would you say, we talk about the Pacifica Outreach Director, how would you see the role of this task force if there's the Pacifica Outreach Director which folds in the affiliate program?
If you went that way, again, if you don't like the idea and you want to stick with the concept you have now, I'm not going to object to that, but I do think that you're already discussing other things, and so as the job evolves and as the function evolves, perhaps the task force should also evolve. Maybe it's the outreach task force. It doesn't mean you won't be discussing affiliate relations, but affiliate relations is part of outreach, not all of outreach.
Right, thank you. Are there questions for Greg from the members on the call? Really?
Well, I have a question. This is Ursula.
Okay, Ursula.
If I may. Greg, can you give your feedback on, with this outreach department that you're proposing, how that fits together with the three economic models that Lonnie put forth? Have you made a connection, or do you see a different model, or how do you connect that?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that before. That was the first time that it had been broken down that way for me. It's really more of a strategic decision. I think even though you can say that the committee, which is sort of there for the affiliates program as a revenue source, I think if you come in as a committee and you ask for a budget for a committee, you get into a political problem, and I think that would be a complicated argument, and you might not. It might be derailed simply because of that. And so I think it's a sort of a dangerous direction to go. I think that the PRA model is probably preferable. The problem with that and the difficulty you get into is if you look at the PRA budget, it includes a whole variety of line items that you don't have to think about right now, all of the benefits expenses and ancillary expenses that a, you know, that something is, that is very much like a station, which PRA is to some extent operates similarly and has a budget that is structured very much like a station's budget. It has production, it has, you know, it has a fairly significant staff that's almost as large as a smaller station. And, you know, and it has all of these, it has insurance costs and a number of other costs. And so, you know, I think the analogy to PRA is better, but I don't know that you want to go the whole way there. That's why I say, you know, that establishing, you have in the national budget now, there is a programming breakout budget in the national budget now. It exists. It doesn't include everything that probably belongs in the program budget now. It doesn't include the staffing. For example, I don't think Nathan's salary is necessarily in that section of the budget. But I think that some of the things that are in programming and some of the things that are in development could be transferred, amounts of money could be transferred to an outreach function. Some of what's in the development budget, breakout budget, could be actually, is more appropriately part of outreach. So I'm not saying eliminate, you know, what we have, but I think you could transfer small amounts of money. And as far as the model's concerned, I haven't really made my decision except that I don't think the committee model is probably a winning strategy. You know, the third one, what did he call the third one? I can't really remember what the title of that was.
The cost center.
Yeah, I mean, that just sounds sort of like half a loaf. I think what we're trying to do is to establish that this is a discrete function that needs to be institutionalized in some way. It doesn't necessarily need to have allocated a percentage of central services funding. That's not what I don't think you want to propose that. But it already has income, and it also has a function that might merit a small allocation that is currently within the national budget to be put as part of the budget. For example, we have these direct mail campaigns, which raise a significant amount of money. And that money goes into, you know, the national budget, and we use it for a variety of purposes. One of the purposes is to support outreach functions. So one could make the argument that if we raised $800,000, let's say, in the air, certainly 5% of that could be allocated to outreach. I mean, I don't know that you even need to have a formula, but I think it's certainly arguable that, you know, you could put in, you know, $30,000 or $50,000 into, you know, improving our image, and that would be national office money allocated for an outreach function beyond what the affiliate program generates. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I guess a comment that maybe Greg might comment on, and I just trying to think of some actual examples where this comes into play, and I know that when at the Reform the Media Conference that happened in January, that there could have been opportunities for Pacifica to engage in certain activities that could then have been used later for different purposes for development. At the same time, while it was taking place, there could have been harnessing of folks who may have wanted to become affiliates and so forth. And I know Pacifica had a presence there, but I don't think there was any organized plan when we went. I think it was a couple different parts of Pacifica that all went to the Reform the Media Conference and would just happen to all show up there with different motivations. And so would this be an example, I think, of where this consolidated the Pacifica Outreach Director would be more involved with an overall plan that encompasses both affiliate and working with other organizations, and then also being able to come up with development with revenue-generating products, so to speak.
Absolutely, revenue-generating products, and also not only the Media Reform Conference, but also the NFCB Conference, the Grassroots Radio Conference. I mean, these are not just done as a presence for the affiliates program. This is a presence for Pacifica. These are major outreach activities, and it's interesting that Ursula last year, and probably years prior to that, is the person who brings forward to the national office the request for funding for those things. If she didn't make those requests, we might not have allocated the money. And that's not only an affiliate expense. That's an expense for the entire network. You certainly can't argue that, that whatever we spent for that should be charged off solely to the affiliates program. Because it's that's benefiting the entire organization. Stations also contribute to that. I mean, stations send their own people to that,
right,
and they pay the expenses for that. But, you know, we allocated, I think, probably almost $10,000 nationally to our presence at the NFCB. We paid for a lunch. We had, you know, T-shirts. We had brochures. You know, we paid for people's flights. And this wasn't just to benefit the affiliates program.
Thank
and,
you.
Yes, we need a better plan. We don't plan these things very well. And I'm partly to blame for that because it's been hard to pull things together. And, you know, we don't plan far enough out for a lot of these things. You know, if you want to, you know, if you're planning a presence at something, it's not just a question of having a table. It's a question of what is it, what is your goal? You know, what is it you're trying to accomplish at this meeting? You know, and beginning to talk about that a few months in advance. And, you know, we and I need to do better at that.
Are there any other questions from members on the call?
Mr. Chair, I do have one question. Based upon what the ED has just told us, is there any action that we need to take before our next meeting on this issue? Do we need to convene a subcommittee, for example, to discuss anything? Or just want to know if there's some work that needs to be done before our next meeting on our part.
Well, I know that part of your question needs to take into account that we're going to need to wait 2 weeks to get hard numbers. But I think that your question does have a good overall point that we may need to get together to discuss some of this stuff. You know, tonight's meeting has gone on for a while. We have some other things to do. So obviously we're going to need to get back together again to look at how we're going to address the needs that we see in this picture. So
Mr.
I think
Chair,
you have a valid question. Does anyone want to respond to that? Yes, Teresa.
I might suggest something. We have two subcommittees or work groups. One is the structure group. One is the outreach group. We have some people who signed up for those subgroups, and I don't see the chair on either one of those. But if someone has a vision of how they can take what we've just discussed with our ED to either one of these groups, perhaps one of these sub or these work groups could take it from there and have a meeting to take it, you know, to discuss it. Just a thought.
One thing I could add, I sent around to the entire committee something that a group of us in the national staff generated a couple of months back. And now Ursula may want to modify that or add to it, but I think it gives you the beginning of a set of priorities for something broader than that encompasses the affiliates program, but is broader than that, and points you to what you'd have to consider in developing a budget for outreach that included the affiliates program. And I'm not pushing you to do this because this has been my proposal, and you don't necessarily need to embrace it. I would understand if you decided to be more modest at this point. But, you know, it's out there, and you can take a look at that, and, you know, Ursula could also, you know, provide you perhaps with more detail. You remember what I'm talking about, don't you, Ursula?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking
yes,
at it.
Yes, I do. In fact, Deb asked me about it earlier this evening, so I actually printed out what you sent.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that detailed, but and it doesn't have all the
yeah.
figures in it, but I think that it provides you with a basis for developing some figures, and then you'll have the figures from Lonnie to add to that, and, you know, out of that, you'll be able to develop a pretty clear idea of, you know, what kind of request you'd want to make. And why.
Let's see. To go back to Teresa's question, I suppose what you're asking is whether these groups would want to take on some of the discussion, or that we meet as a whole body. Teresa, could you clarify again your
I just hate for people to come to a meeting and just sit here and make decisions and do no work between meetings. Sounds like the ED has done a lot of work, the coordinator has done a lot of work, other individuals are doing a lot of work. So my question is just, is there something that we need to do to flush this out on our own before our next affiliate meeting? Maybe the answer is no, but...
A question, a clarifying question.
I prompt you on that.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Greg and Ursula, I'm a little confused about the document they referred to. Is this a document that has a kind of a bullet point suggested, some of the ingredients that goes like outreach and development division, and then some bullet points, expanded role for affiliate coordinator, revised job description, salary increase, enough staff to maintain. Is that the one that you were referring to?
No,
it comes
actually,
under the general heading of Ed and Support Staff, Financial Division, Programming Division, Technology Division.
No. This is something more specific than that.
Okay.
It was sent around as an email earlier today. It's actually part of a larger overview of basically there was three of the primary functions, technology, programming, and outreach, that Nathan, Ursula, myself, Pete, and John Almella developed.
Okay.
And it sets out basically objectives for each of those areas.
Excellent.
And then a series of specific budgetary priority areas.
Thank you. I was in meetings all day, so I'm really behind on email, but I did bring to this meeting this very, very small outline, which I'm very impressed with. But that's just an expansion of this in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it starts to point you to what you want to put money behind, basically.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, thank you, Chair. I just needed a little clarification on that.
If you haven't been to your email box all day, Don, you're going to be in for it.
It's smoking. I think someone called me from the office and said it was smoking, but I guess it's on overload. Huh?
I think Teresa's asking that we set a sooner meeting time than the three-week meeting that we have with the CFO.
Well, this is Ursula. Rip,
okay.
Can I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
I mean, I think Teresa was asking two things, and the first question she was asking was, you know, how do we take this information and you know, begin working on making it into something, working on acting on it. And I guess I just want to go back also to remind everybody that we did form these two work groups. And I really thank Chandra and Don for showing up for to begin the discussion about, you know, structure, which is what we're talking about, and Dina for, you know, sending her ideas in. She wasn't able to join us, but has been participating otherwise. And I would just ask that, you know, other members of the task force be willing to take some time to join this committee or this work group and help us hammer this out. I don't think there's any other way we can do it. I think we've formed the work group. It's just, we need you guys to show up and to, you know, to decide to work on it with us.
You think this should be discussed within the structure group?
Yeah, I mean, that's why the structure group was created, just for, you know, to do that. And I and Don and Chandra and Dina started the work. We had one meeting, and, you know, out of that came the document that Don's referring to that kind of outlines the ideas initially.
Okay.
Right.
Then I would like to move orders of the day and that we move on to the report of the structure group.
Okay.
Well,
if there are any other comments or questions first?
Well, Don White here.
Don?
Well, you know, while you may not be aware of it, Teresa, I think the structure group has been reporting for the last period of time, because a lot of what we've been talking with, and I guess not very obliquely to Lonnie, is a structure proposal. I mean, I agree with Ursula that the structure group now is ready to move. We can actually move. We've got a lot of ideas, a lot of stuff, and we can report on it right now. The more important thing is that structure group come together and act on the material that we have, because I think there are some very concrete proposals that can come out of that. But I mean, I don't oppose a structure group report, but a lot of it has been reflected in our discussion already, I think, as well.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
What I'm just concerned about is that it's past 10 o'clock on the East
right.
Coast.
Oh, that's right.
We don't have time frames. We on the agenda, we have report of the structure group, report of the outreach group, and new business and adjourn. So we don't have times on that, and I'm wondering if the people on the East Coast might be getting a little antsy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that in hearing what Don has just said, that probably we would just want to get a few more folks to join that group. And I don't want to put Ursula on the spot, but I think that she had volunteered to convene that structure group. And so
did convene.
Yes, and you have been. So that's been working. I think there's an urgent plea I'm hearing for more members to join that group. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I want
to say something about that. I really feel very strongly that it is not good for, you know, two or three people to sit together and decide what's going to happen. I think it's very important that those people that have shown interest in the affiliates program by joining this task force participate in some way so that when we really come up with a plan, it really reflects, you know, genuine buy-in from everybody and doesn't just end up being somebody's baby. And, you know, this program's been very top-heavy because, you know, I've been kind of working in a vacuum, as been mentioned. And I just am really making a plea for people to move out of that. And I think we can see this is not a muddy situation. This is a situation where a lot of, you know, satisfaction can be gained quickly in a situation that's clarifying itself. But we need your buy-in. We need your participation for it to be a real decision. So it isn't just a few people, you know, pushing something through. And I would just really ask that, that those of you in the task force treat this as a working group. I don't think this is work that's going to bog you down a whole lot.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a question?
Yes, Teresa.
Okay. So far on the structure group, we have Don White, Chandra Hoffman, Dina Colbert, Sandra Rawline, and Ursula Rudenberg. Is there anyone here who would like to sign up additionally to be on this subgroup?
I would.
Sean
Rhodes in New York.
Sean or some of these other people do. Who else? Alberta, Evelyn, Rob Robinson.
I did hear
Longy.
Someone else speak up.
Okay, and while I'm at it, if you don't want to join that group, we have an outreach group. The people on that work group are Teresa Allen, Deb Shafto, and Ursula. Would anyone like to join the outreach group?
Oh, by the way, I think Dina's on the structure group, too. Isn't that right, Dina?
Yes, she's on the structure
group.
Yes, I did say that she was on the structure group. The people on structure are Don, Chandra, Dina, Sandra, and Ursula. The people on the outreach are Teresa, Deb, and Ursula. And Rip, which group are you on?
I'll be on both of them.
Okay.
Teresa, Don White here. Mr. Chair, just a quick
comment.
Yes, go
ahead, Don.
You know, I think the structure group is easier to understand exactly what its mandate is, but maybe, Teresa, you could just, in about less than a minute, explain the mandate and the objectives and the agenda of the outreach group.
Mr. Chair, this is Greg. I don't want to slow you down, but I would like to ask permission to leave the call at this point, if that's okay with you all.
If there's no other questions for Greg, we'll let him go.
Thank you, Greg, for
taking
the
initiative.
Suggest that earlier to let you
That's
go.
Okay. That's okay. It was very interesting, but I haven't even had dinner yet, so I'd like to do that.
Now,
I'll
Greg,
you
Greg, are you billing? Are you billing at $400 an hour like those lawyers?
Not yet. See you later, friend.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Teresa, before you answer that question, did you get my response when I said add me to that structure group?
No. Who was this?
Sean. Sean Rhodes.
Sean is being added to the structure group. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
So then, Rip, this is Dina. I still would like the question that I had raised to be answered by those who are not participating in either group.
Right. And can you rephrase that question? I only have half of it written down from Ursula had reminded us at the beginning, but I only got half of it written down here. How are new members is where I would I stop.
Yeah, the affiliate task force is a working group to move the affiliate program forward, and if we decide to expand that into outreach and other areas, that's fine. But the initial, at this moment, the task force mission is to move the affiliate program forward. And so while we have, 18, 24 different people on the phone line, we only have less than 10 working. What I want to understand, I just need to understand it, is what the other people can provide. What is it that they provide by being on the task force?
Can I speak to that?
I would love
it.
Wonderful. I plan to resign because I don't have time to do it. And I have discussed this with other members from Houston that they will put a replacement on. And especially now that we're getting, we have a search committee that I'm a part of. I really will not have time to do it. I have a meeting almost every night with Pacifica in some way, shape, or form. So we're trying to get somebody to take my place.
Well, that's certainly a legitimate
concern. I truly honor the work that you have done and appreciate that you can tell us, where you're coming from. But I'd like to hear from others. I don't understand it.
Can anyone explain their interest in the task force who's on the call and not on the work group?
No, the question is how can they participate?
Okay, that's Don, the way it would be framed.
Don White here.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, I think a task force, while it's made up of a very diverse, group of people from many constituencies, like there are directors, there are listener sponsors, there are very diverse. It seems to me that a task force is kind of a collection of equals, and anything that an LSB member or a director can do, a listener sponsor or another member can do. So is part of your question asking is part of the question asking that some seem to have more capacity to contribute than others, or positions of responsibility or authority? Because isn't the task force designed to be a collection of equals, so anything one can do, someone else can volunteer for?
Well, just a note of comment on your question, Don, is looking at the list, it seems that aside from Dina and now Sean, it's generally directors that are working. And so I think that we want to have inclusion of others because of the flexibility of this task force. I'm just adding on to your comment.
Well, anybody? May I say something?
Yeah, Teresa.
It's kind of like the story of the little red hen. The little red hen says, I've got some seeds. Who wants to help sow them? Nobody wants to, so she sows. And then she says, okay, who wants to, water them? Nobody wants to water them, so she waters them. Now I'm ready to harvest the wheat. Nobody wants to help with that. You get from this group what you give to it, and everybody should think about what they can contribute, even if it's only a small thing. Get to know one affiliate, and think about what you can contribute. If some calls need to be made and you have a cell phone and you can make unlimited long distance, maybe you can help with a survey. If you don't have any ideas of how you can contribute, maybe you could plan to attend a grassroots radio conference so you can get some ideas. Maybe you're just here to report back to your local station board? If so, just even attending the meetings, if you can't attend, encouraging someone else from your sister station to attend for you. One of the advantages to the task force is that we don't need to have a quorum to conduct our business. But, of course, we want everybody, you know, to participate in some way. Nobody's really dead weight here because we don't need the quorum. But you have, everyone here has tremendous gifts to contribute to this effort. And, you know, everything that we've everything we do here is very positive. So I just encourage everyone to think of some way to participate. And Gina has a very legitimate question. There are people that are silent. Maybe they're just here to learn so that at least they can say, you know, I can support the program if, and I know what it is if it's asked, if the question is asked.
That's not the way it was put forward. And it's nice that you would say that. And sometimes, if, you know, when people join, if they're new, they may not know what they want to do. They may need to be here for a minute to find out. They may not know because, you know, they got to figure out what is the affiliate task force and where do they fit. And sometimes when we're expressing our frustration because there's only a handful doing the work, we might want to try to think about how we're phrasing it because people are stretched out. We have directors who, as you know, are doing 99 things plus trying to do the things that they do for, to make a living. And we appreciate the efforts of everybody. And people need to feel appreciated, not just, you know, why aren't you doing something? And sometimes we need to just let people figure out where they fit.
Well, and I'd like to follow up on that because that's kind of where my comment was going to kind of explain that what we're looking at here in the next couple months is really the development of an organization within Pacifica that's going to be working on outreach efforts. We're going to be working with stations like the one that we heard from earlier tonight. We're going to be working on the on building this area within Pacifica that could have a lot of different aspects to it. And I think that when people bring to these calls some of their own perceptions about what it is that's important within Pacifica, that this is an opportunity for them to begin when this thing's developed, so that later when it's brought out and they kind of say, well, why isn't it addressing these particular areas that should have been included, and this is the time to bring that input. And kind of to follow what Evelyn's saying is that when Teresa talks about work here, I don't think that we're asking everyone to write essays. I do think that what Ursula is asking for is that the group be larger than just a few folks, so that when we do bring these things forward, that we're able to say that we've had input from around the foundation, from all the stations, and that's the important thing. So I know being put on the spot to say, well, you know, how much work can you do I would invite everyone to the call, whether they've, you know, written documents or not, because as we review this structure and these outreach policies or philosophies, we need some feedback from other folks in the network.
May I?
Yes.
This is Bertha from New York, and I have been quiet the whole evening because I called out sick today, but I thought it was important to participate this evening, at least listening and learning from all of you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to say goodnight, but I do appreciate the kind words of the person who spoke, saying that, you know, some of us just are still trying to figure out what this task force is and what the affiliates is about, and I'm one of them, so appreciate all the work that you all are doing. And
thank you for joining us.
I suggest that you go to the website, PacificaNetwork.org. Whoops, I hope she didn't leave the call.
No, I'm still here.
just and go to PacificaNetwork.org and just look at the variety of the affiliates and just acquaint your, just go on some of their websites. To me, that is the number one place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think that is, it really gives you hope and encourages you to get involved in some way a little, the next step further. And then perhaps you can ask one of us, or, you know, you can ask Ursula, you know, what can I contribute?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something? This is Ursula.
Yes, Ursula, please.
You know, first of all, I want to validate what you're saying, Evelyn. I understand that, you know, this is like a whole new area of ideas and, you know, realities that really need to be understood, and it takes time for people to understand that. I want to express for a minute what it's like for me. Because you are, in a sense, my bosses. And the thing is that what I do is really hard for me a lot. It's I don't mean that in a sense of it's hard, you know, like to be drama, but that the work is very difficult. And I deal with, in my work to try to bring Pacifica to the table, you know, in the national table of media groups. I deal with cutthroat people. I deal with people that know a lot more than me and have organizations that are more stable and more prepared to act quickly with more funders. And in many ways, Pacifica right now is very much an underdog. And it's very, very challenging work for me. And it's very frightening for me when I don't feel that there is a floor beneath my feet. Some of you were on the call a few nights ago when we spoke about, the executive director situation. And I just wanted, you know, and those of you that were there probably noticed that I was quite emotional, and I apologize for that. I saw myself suddenly getting angry, and I had to ask myself, you know, afterwards, why was I getting angry? Because you always have to, like, you know, look at yourself and criticize yourself first. And it was clear to me that, you know, behind anger usually is a need, that, you know, a feeling that someone's not getting their needs met, and that's usually what's creating the heat, you know. And so I want to express how important it is for me to feel that there are people on some level, you know, involved with what I'm doing. And this is not, you know, to criticize you. This is to tell you, this is my need to explain to you what it's like to be doing this work. It's very difficult. It's a very steep learning curve. especially at a time when, you know, I at least don't know, you know, what the actual situation is with my supervisor, that the board becomes even more important to me. And I just want to express that. So even if you don't feel that you know enough to, you know, to take action, you know, just responding to my emails or giving me a call or in some way showing that there is some involvement, it makes a huge difference for me. And, you know, one of the reasons I got emotional the other night about Greg is because, you know, everything else aside, Greg is somebody.
Ursula,
you know,
you can't talk about that on this call, please. Please.
I'm not going to talk about.
You can't discuss what was discussed
Let her speak, please.
I'm not discussing that. I'm just simply saying, you know, on principle, that as a supervisor, Greg is very, very helpful.